In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst. We have before us once again the parable of the Good Samaritan, the example given by our Lord Jesus Christ to the question, and who is my neighbor? The Samaritan had compassion and mercy on the one who had been robbed and beaten and left by the roadside. He proved to be neighbor to the victim when others, including the priest and lawyer, passed by on the other side. To the question, who is my neighbor, let us ask the question today, who has been a neighbor to me? Who has been a neighbor to me? Who has been a neighbor to me in my life? Who has cared for me? Who has helped me? Who has shown compassion towards me? Not because I deserved it, but due to the sheer kindness and character of someone else towards me. Perhaps it was family, and hopefully so, or a friend, or a mentor, a teacher, somewhere along the line, someone who supported us in consistent small ways or intervened in a specific and urgent time of need. Can we look back and see how we have been helped? How it wasn't all up to us, that none of us are self-made. None of us are self-made, but rather that people have been kind and helpful and nurturing and instructive, that people have been a neighbor to us. Indeed, who is my neighbor and how many neighbors? In this season coming upon us, we will be offered again the example of Scrooge from Charles Dickens. People have said if you want to learn what life is all about, read Dickens. In fact, an abbot once told a novice, or someone who wanted to be a novice in a monastery, what he should do to prepare for the monastic life. He told him to read Dickens. But of Scrooge, who had fallen in on himself and is reminded of the kindnesses and help shown to him in his past, of his apprenticeship that set him on his path to life and success, materially, which helped renew and reawaken his own heart when that was brought to his remembrance. Why should we think on these things? It is said now that there is an epidemic of narcissism in modern society, an epidemic of self-love, a steadily growing society of people who believe in nothing but themselves. One study even put a number on it at 46%. How they arrived at that figure, I do not know. But they claim that 46% of the population are narcissistic. And that's one of those look to the left of you, look to the right of you things. But so I don't know. They must extrapolate something, but Nonetheless, it's a concern. We are all of us in our fallen state, as I heard it said this week, inherently selfish. Inherently selfish, that there's a certain proclivity of our fallenness to be self-centered. And the whole program of the Christian faith, of the gospel, is to draw us out of ourselves to love of God and love of neighbor, and to teach us self-criticism and self-reflection and even self-condemnation. To challenge us to not settle for selfish, to not settle on ourselves. But as one priest said, those who turn away from God put themselves as the foundation of their life and work. When there is no God in a person's life, Something has to fill the void, to fill the God void. And often enough, it is the idol of self to put oneself in the place of God. In Isaiah chapter 47, we read of the condemnation of those who say, I am, and there is none besides me. I am, and there is none besides me. As someone said, the root of all the sins of the soul can be found in that most arrogant of all proclamations, I am, and there is none besides me. St. Paisius said, as long as one is hooked on himself, he blocks the mercy of God and remains stagnant. Stagnant. When narcissistic self-love goes to the extreme and becomes pathological, we see it expressed in the recent violent outbursts. The narcissistic heart is dead and unfeeling and even inhuman. They asked St. Anthony famously what he learned from his years of seclusion and prayer when he came out to minister to others. He said he learned that my brother is my life. My neighbor is my life. Jean-Paul Sartre, on the other hand, the French writer, is known to have said, for me, the other is hell. The other person is hell. The other person is an imposition upon his ego. Now that's a narcissist. Better to read Dickens than Sartre. A narcissist doesn't get along with others, is not close to anyone, may use others for their own pleasure, but really has no real relationship with others. I remember someone saying to me years ago, you religious people are all just navel gazers. Well, apparently the entire society is becoming navel gazers for other reasons. The argument was that our religious inclinations are selfish or self-centered. And it can be, as Father Opko continually harped on it, what we do here has to be for God. Has to be for God. We come to church for God. We are here for God. Because we can make anything into an ego trip, including this. But of course, as more people scorn the faith and mock the faith and reject the faith, it's not to our advantage to be churchgoers. No one will be so impressed. But even this can be all about me, my self-image, wearing religion as a personal accessory. It is interesting. The Jesus prayer might be seen to be a self-centered prayer. It's constantly repeating, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. But as one modern elder explained, when we pray, God doesn't see us as an isolated individual. God doesn't see us that way. We may be an individualistic society, but God doesn't see us that way. God sees us connected. God sees us networked with our family, with our church family, with our friends. And our prayer, our petition, when we offer it, includes not only our own self, but all those whom we love and all those who love us. Our prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, includes our own beloved. Pretty cool, isn't it? That's our friends and family plan. That when we pray, God sees us and all of those that are ours, that are connected to us. So another reason to remember who helped you and how you were helped. We heard in our epistle, for by grace you are saved through faith and not of yourself. It is the gift of God. So many gifts. So many gifts, so many mercies, so many blessings have been given to each and every one of us. The grace of God has been mediated to us in many ways, at many times, through many people, truly neighbors to us. Let us fight, brothers and sisters. Let us fight our selfishness. Let us resist the temptation to fall inward. Let us connect. Let us reach out of ourselves. Let us offer ourselves. Let us be a neighbor. Let us indeed go and do thou likewise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Amen.